Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hydman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is hit by the pitch. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hydman moves to third. Leon moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dunning, and towards Nettles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hyndman hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Leon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan, who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Lockwood covering. Safe. Pinson scores. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Walton reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney is walked intentionally. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Olander moves to second. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. Foster moves to second. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. Foster scores. Hydman moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. John Gellner now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hydman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Walton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Walton. Horton moves to third. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hyndman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Leon bunts towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyndman moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Hyndman scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Kubiak moves to second. Ted Savage pinch hits for John Jellner. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ullander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Walton moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McNerney strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Leon reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Leon scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fosse strikes out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Pinson moves to third. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Gus Gill. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Bob Locker. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.